It's Thursday, the 21st of November, and it's just after 9 a.m. An hour later this morning. Simply because we decided to lie in for an hour too late. Which seems strange getting up this morning and it being a bright daylight. Maybe that should be the plan. Just move with the sun. It's a lovely morning, it's very calm. Patchy blue sky and the sun shielded. But it was shining brightly a little while ago. Still, it's a lovely morning. As I said, it's calm, it's still, well, same thing, isn't it? Is it not? Feeling good this morning again. Would we put that down as trending? Trending at the moment is feeling good. We were away most of the day yesterday, so okay. It wasn't doing anything particularly exciting, but again, not getting home till what time did we go home last night? My goodness. Well, I know I was having a beer in a wee pub in Linlithgow. Around 5:30, 4 to 6. So I guess we weren't home till near 7. And with these long dark nights, it seems as if you've lost a whole day. Well, whereas in the summer, at that time, you still had another 3 hours of daylight to go and go a walk or do something else. Get in the garden. Sweep the leaves. Well, you wouldn't in the summer, of course. Speaking of leaves, yesterday, or the day before actually, the night before, winds brought down thousands of leaves from the one tree. I spoke about that. Those leaves. Well, the very heavy winds last night have done me a big favour, because I've swirled them all virtually into the one spot. It won't take long to tidy up today. They're actually forming almost an image of Scotland. Not quite. Actually, almost Scotland, all the way down to the Midlands of England. I can see Morecambe Bay, and I can see Northumberland. Oh, and there's Barra, stuck away out there, that single leaf. It's funny how we see images everywhere. We see faces in almost everything we look at. You look at the front of a car, it's a face. You look at the moon, it's a face. You can even look at your bootlaces and it will look like a face. Must be something in our makeup that wants us to associate us with everything that even resembles, in the slightest and most obscure way, a face. or an image of the UK. I'm just rambling this morning, I guess you've got that. But then again, I suppose, could be said of most mornings. Everything's really bare this morning. Think only the apple tree has some leaves, small leaves left, everything else. Well, that is all the deciduous ones. I've got zero. In the garden, that is. Some in the park have still got loads of leaves. So I was saying that yesterday was washed away, another day gone. And now we're at the 21st, and before long we'll be saying, well, having said that, when I say the 21st, it always jogs a memory. 21st of December, shortest day. Day starts stretching again. So that's a positive thought today. For me, anyway. But it's also the anniversary of my wife's father's departure, if you want to call it that. He died on the 21st of December. 33 years ago. We were talking about it last night, strangely, in the pub. I didn't realise it had been so long. 33 years. He was only 59. And I know I've spoken before about time flying. Well, I speak about it almost every morning. But I couldn't believe that when she told me that. It was so long. We were at a funeral the other day there. And we were in the exact same place for another funeral. And it was 7 years ago, and I couldn't. If someone had asked me, I'd have said 3-4 years ago. It was 7 years. Jinx. Why is the road so quiet this morning? Why can't I hear the usual thrum of traffic? The usual rattling, rumbling noises around the town. I mean, I've just dawned on me since I've been here. Well, there's one. That's been almost 9 minutes and I've hardly heard a car, a diesel engine, or not even an aeroplane. Am I actually awake and in the garden? Oh, I'm still in bed, I'm sure. I must still be in bed, dreaming of a tranquil morning. This is amazing. Can't be right. Has today been cancelled? And I'm the only one that wasn't told. I can't say anymore.